So this is that first segment of Sisters Corner, and this is dedicated to all my women out there. This segment will be happening each and every Friday, and basically, you know, I'm going to be discussing topics. I am going to have Q&As, and we're going to talk about things that kind of hit a nerve. So today's topic is domestic violence. It's very, 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 very important that these are things that we talk about. It's the holiday season, and there's a lot of women out there that are not able to enjoy the holidays due to feeling restricted or not being able to actually be who they are. They're, you know, they're burdened and they're in these toxic situations with men, even women. And I just wanted to come on here and just talk about it because, for one, you know, I've been in a really nasty domestic abuse relationship for years. Of course, this is prior. Now I'm married. I'm happily married. And I just remember being, you know, just pushed away from my family, not being able to engage, and just wanting someone to talk to. You know, we all have situations that are just so relatable, and this is the time for us to come together and to talk. So this is for you. If you're listening and you feel like your back is against the wall or you feel like you're suffocating, I can't tell you to go and just leave. For anyone that's listening that's been in a domestic abuse relationship, you know that it's easier said than done to leave. People be like, oh, why the fuck you just don't leave? Leave his ass. Leave her ass. And sidebar, men get abused too. And that's just something that I just had to put out there. But again, like I said, this is for my sisters, my women. So it's easier said than done. But what I will say is you will know when it's time. And it really starts from how much you love yourself. Sometimes we tend to put all our love into a person more than we do ourselves, and it leaves us in a situation where we're lost, we're empty, we're just a shell. So, ladies, we have to support each other and uplift each other, and we have to understand that everyone has a story. We have to understand that things are easier said than done, and the good, the bad, and the ugly, we have to stick together because everything is a stepping stone. Again, for me, I remember, you know, being in such a fucked up relationship, and the holidays would come and, you know, I'm just empty and I'm not receiving any type of love or the love of which I thought that I should have received. And I just knew it was time for me to go. Like, you know, it was Thanksgiving. And, well, Thanksgiving was right around the corner. And I knew it was time. My ex at the time left the house. I packed what I could. And I remember the night prior, I called my friend and asked my friend if they can come and get me. And even some of the neighbors in my building, when they seen that I was trying to get stuff, because my friend had their truck, and they helped me because they knew what I was going through. They knew what I was going through, emotional, physical, mentally. They knew what I was going through. And I almost lost myself. So, ladies, just take heed to this message. No matter how much you fall, you will never break. You will chip here and there, but you will never break. Tell yourself, you can't break me. Yeah, you might, you know, chip at it, but you can't break me. It's always possible to build yourself up. I love you guys. Happy holidays. And this was the Sisters Circle segment. Okay? So I will be back next Friday with another special message. I'm a little bit in awe because this is something that I've been thinking about doing, and I just, now's the time, right? If you have something, just go after it, you know? So I'll tune in with you guys next Friday. Happy holidays to you and your family.